Hello, friends. Welcome back to another Off the Cuff Chat with me, FPL Mez. This is episode 11, and in today's episode, we'll be answering some of the FPL community questions from Twitter. I'm joined by a wonderful guest all the way from California, Brian Chin. Brian is FPL USA Brian on Twitter, and he's the co-host of the FPL USA Press Play podcast. I had the pleasure of catching up with Brian while he's vacationing in Sydney over some breakfast. We talked about all the things, life, FPL, everything in between. So grab your drinks and snacks and enjoy the episode. Welcome back to Australia. How are you going, Brian?
I have missed Australia dearly and I'm very excited to meet you, IRL. You know, some FPL meets in person.
Yeah.
What could be better? That's the beauty of this age we live in. We got FPL managers all around the globe, so super excited to meet you in person.
Oh, it's
you
so
were
good.
On our show last year, so hopefully we'll have you again on soon. And yeah, I used to live in Sydney for 4 years, so it just feels so good to be back. Haven't been back in 5 years, so I'm here for a wedding and just chilling in Surrey Hills. So good times around Australia.
I love that. And you used to live around Surrey Hills as well, right? So you're back in your sort of neighborhood.
Yeah,
and
the old haunts.
Yeah. And so what's the one thing that you miss about Australia?
Well, this morning we're at a cafe. And so cafe culture, the floor on all the food and the coffee is just so high.
Yeah.
Love all the coffees. Flat whites, they don't do them the same in America. So been enjoying that. But just like the Sydney is just the perfect blend of city plus beach and everything in between. You want some high-end restaurants, you want cafe culture. All the Asian food here is so much better. You know, I'm living right now in Santa Barbara, California, which is like an hour and a half north of LA, so it's mostly Mexican food is like the go-to there. So I've definitely been enjoying all the Southeast Asian food, ramen, gonna get a laksa later, so definitely tapping into all of those eats.
I love that. That's brilliant. And Brian, you are sporting your Chelsea shirt. Tell us how you got into supporting
Chelsea. Fresh off of a 2-0 loss to Newcastle here today.
In the
Who Cares About Cup. But yeah, I'm a Chelsea supporter. My co-host Bucks at FPL USA Bucks is a massive Chelsea supporter. So we kind of differ a little bit. Oh, there goes the motorcycle. Yeah, live out here in the mean streets of Surrey Hills. But I'm more of an FPL generalist because, again, from the States, don't have any real ties to Chelsea other than just playing with them in FIFA growing up. But FPL is my number one game, and then Chelsea is second.
Oh, nice.
But yeah. Cole Palmer is in the squad. He came in last week, delivered an instant 10-pointer. Could have been more. So it feels good to have him.
I was going to ask you. I often get asked, you're a Liverpool supporter and you don't have any Liverpool players in your side. So last season, I didn't have many Liverpool players in my team.
Right.
Do you get asked that question? But you brought in Palmer now, right?
Yeah, I think when you're looking at some of the double ups, like Palmer and Jackson actually would have been a pretty good double up.
Yeah.
And Jackson's been flying under the radar. I think he's got six goals so far in eight matches. So definitely somebody who's trickling along in the points. And as we were discussing before, he was on the naughty list last year. But this year, we're seeing him come into his own, his second year in the Premier League. And I think we need to recalibrate on some of the priors that we have, some of those negative experiences, and maybe give him another chance. But I think in terms of expected starts, Palmer number one, and then Jackson's just firmly number two. So without another striker, no Osimhen, no other player coming into Chelsea, I think he's definitely locked for the rest of the season to play 3,000 minutes.
I don't mind that at all. So I had Jackson last season. Rage transferred him out. Also, Rage transferred João Pedro at the time as well. they left my team very swiftly, and they didn't come back. So Jackson I didn't bring back into my side. But this season, I'm open to the idea of bringing Jackson
in. I mean, you got a Solanke up top problem right now. So imagine if you would have gone Jackson. You would have been flying with a couple, three returns probably in his last three matches, I think.
This is true. Brian, before we get cracking with the Game Week 10 questions, so there's been a whole bunch of questions from the FPL Twitter community, which thank you so much for those of you that sent in those questions. Before we get cracking with that, tell us about your podcast.
Yeah, so my good mate, Bucks, in New York, he lives in Brooklyn. We go coast to coast, so we are the FPL USA Press Play podcast. And then just last year, we also merged with our favorite little pup Mr. Dan, a.k.a. FBL underscore Black Wolf. So it's the trio of us on nearly every single week, and we drop episodes generally on Tuesday during a regular game week, but mostly focused on audio. So podcasts, if, like you were saying before, if you're going for a walk or maybe a jog or at the gym, you know, throw us on. It's a lot of banter. It's a lot of vibes. Less so on the stats. Like, we do use some of the stats to help pick our marginal, you know, fringe players and make some of those decisions. But this year especially, just really enjoying the price points and therefore creating a lot of banter about when to change premiums and how that's just burning players. So you know more than others, right? You move out Saka for Salah.
Yep.
About the same amount of points this week. But, you know, I think, and we're just trying to be the voice of hashtag FPL USA in the U.S. There's a growing community of people, and especially ahead of, like, the World Cup in 2026, which is going to be a massive moment. We're trying to grow that community. And just, I think, especially 2 years ago when Jamie Pickett won, he's actually from the Bay Area. Yeah. And so Dan was with him when he took down the number one spot.
Video, yeah.
Yeah. And I was able to meet him in person as well, 'cause I was living in San Francisco area. So, great to have an American win. Like, super cool to see him make all the rounds and just bring, more eyeballs to the Fantasy Premier League in the US. So that's what we're trying to do.
I love it.
And then of course, having esteemed guests, like our friends from abroad, like yourself, Mira, it was great to have you on last season. And then Dan's just got a lot of connections being from Britain with some of the good folks over there. So trying to consistently spotlight USA managers, but get some of those bigger voices on.
I love it. And I had so much fun coming on your show as well. It was just really well done and organized, and really good, really professional.
I'll take the credit for the organization, because Bucks has dropped the ball a few times, so we're glad the links worked and the edit came out. And I think it's also just so many people, and not to say it's better one way or the other, but when you come on the podcast, it's just a little bit more free flowing. You don't have to focus on, you know, the charts and things. So I've heard that. I think we had FPL Harry on. He was like, it's just so nice. I didn't have to do any prep. Just, like, show up, and we're just chatting. And it was a nice change of pace from his, like, he's like, I have to record so many of my episodes and kind of have it laid out specifically, because that's what's going to get the best engagement. So audio is a different format, but, we're enjoying it.
That's brilliant. I love it. And, look, I'd love to have all three of you on at some point, do, like, a panel or something like that.
Absolutely.
That'd be a lot
of
fun.
Let's try
and make that happen. I'm not sure how we're going to do that with the time differences.
I know.
I mean, East to West Coast is such a pain for you guys. Putting Australia in the mix as well, that's going to be interesting. All right, well, let's take some of these questions, some really good questions that came through. So thank you again for those of you that sent in your questions through the FPL Twitter community. And we're going to kick off with a question right from the first question that we had. So this is from FPL Point Break. So this is Andrew. Andrew with Peterson as well, who do the FPL SideNet podcast,
nice.
Another favorite of mine. Over here in Australia, as is your one in the States. So the question that we had is, why are In-N-Out burgers so good, but the fries so bad? I cannot answer this question. So this is all you, Brian.
I mean, do you know about the lore of In-N-Out?
Nope.
All right. So it's a chain based in California, and it's very much fast food. But the burgers are made fresh, and it's just, like, a little bit better than McDonald's, better than Macca's, as they say out here.
Right.
But the fries are nowhere near as good as McDonald's fries. They're too soggy. And so that's definitely a problem for me. But smash burgers specifically, in those thinner style.
Yeah.
I mean, they made a huge rallying cry around here in Australia over the last, like, 5 years. And in the U.S., that's super popular too. Less of the thick burger and more of the thin burger. But milkshakes are good. They're just, like, a good company that also pay their, like, workers way more than minimum wage and have, like, programs that are actually help them advance in their careers or go to college and stuff like that. So it's also got the good sense mentality there.
Yeah, nice. I just saw a very nice, is it a Lamborghini that's just popped up behind us there?
Yeah, like I said, nice. Mean streets. Yeah. I guess these
mean
are the rich
streets.
Damn, look at this Lambo. Are you getting picked up in that?
Yeah, that's my Uber. This is how we do Uber over here.
Impressive.
But the second part of that question is also on wildcard restructure. Would you stick with Haaland?
Wow, Andrew. This is a question that is tugging at my heartstrings this week, because I'm sitting at like 285K, so having a decent start. 3 free transfers this week, and I'm thinking about ripping Haaland out of my team. So if I was on wild card this week, I would seriously consider it. What you would probably do is look at some of the matrices that basically say, here are the top 4 or 5 premiums. Here's the captainable fixtures in each of those game weeks. And that really can help you decide, do you want to go triple midfielders and versus having Haaland up top with usually one premium, right? So you can spread the money out. And I think right now we're just seeing all the midfielders get a goal and getting those max bonus, right? So the propensity to get that 10-point return, 9 or 10 points, is quite high from Saka, Palmer, Salah. And so right now, I think it's a good opportunity. So again, look at those fixtures where you would use your captaincy. And this week, like, I think Salah is probably going to be my captain. I'm going to bring him in. Oh, I'm going to turn Haaland into Cunha. I'm going to join you on both of those players. You're already ahead of the curve on me. I'm chasing you. I'm bringing in players you already own. Trying to help you get a
good
price
news,
rise.
Good news. Yeah, that's it. Thank you. No, that's great. Thank you, Andrew, for that question. Let's move on to the one from GV. So GV is asking, will the template team get stronger as the premium midfielder points are way above the others like Eze, Garnacho, and the likes?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the template this year, it doesn't really exist.
There's
and
no template.
You love to see it. I absolutely love to see it. There's so much more variance week to week in terms of your mini leagues and people climbing up the ladders there. I think that you're always going to have, I mean, Mbomo is such a standout option right now, so he's locked in every team, but a lot of people have like that fourth or fifth midfielder slot, so there will be picks like Garnacho, I think, with the new manager bounce potentially. Yeah. They just scored 5 goals versus Leicester in the Carabao Cup. Not that it really matters, but good to see that there can be some
Cup.
Who cares about Cup is what Bucks and I like to call it. But I think you're always going to want one of those guys on your watch list, especially. Yeah. So I'm definitely tracking Garnacho as one of those players. But the way that, especially if you're looking to spread funds around, if you're going to have Mbomo and 3 premium mids, there's not much room unless you're going for a dead midfielder or a dead forward. So you likely will be in a situation where that 6.5 is like really hard to stretch to as well. But
yeah, I agree.
Eze, disappointing. A lot of managers still have him. I think he scored today and then went off injured, actually.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
15 minutes, so... That's why we hate the midweek action. Your FPL team gets dinged, and then you're forced into transfers.
And the worst thing is, right? Like I don't get to watch a lot of matches. You don't get to watch, as many matches because of the time differences and all of that.
I mean, I beg to differ. I get up at 4:30 every Saturday morning, without fail. Alarm goes off 4:25, and I'm AirPods in and just watching the matches in bed.
Good on you.
Have to do it though. That's what a true addict does.
Thank you, GV, for that question. So we've got a question here. I'll jump to the one from Marcus. So Gunas underscore FPL. So hi, guys. 3 questions for my FPL team. So we've got the team. I'll try and pop that up on the video as well. So we got 1 free transfer, 0.8 mil in the bank. Best replacement for Greaves at 4.8 or below. That's the first question. Second question is, start Flecken or Fabianski? Been deliberating about that myself this morning.
Yeah, you can answer that
Haaland
one.
Haaland or Palmer captain? Oof, yeah. So, first one, what do you reckon?
Yeah, it's interesting. Just looking at his squad right now, Marcus does have 8 Nori.
Yeah.
I think he's the best option right now. Not going to keep very many cleans, but he's got 5 or 6 attacking returns in the first 8 matches. And they're going to fall ass backwards into at least 1 clean sheet this season. So he could have that big coveted 15-point haul at some point. So
it's coming.
I think he's 4.6. He rose. He's going to keep rising in price. I know Dan had given a shout-out, Mr. Blackwolf himself, about being on 4 yellow cards, and there's some talk about that. But their fixtures are great for the next, 10 game weeks. So even if he misses one, this should be...
At that price?
Yeah, this should be your third or fourth defender. I'm definitely big on squad depth this year. Mm. So, if you have Rico Lewis and somebody like 8 Nori rotating between your third and fourth spots each week in the kind of that 3-4-3 or 3-5-2 formation, it makes a ton of sense. So that's probably the standout who you already have. But looking at some of the upcoming fixtures, 4.5 is tough. I mean, we've kind of seen Konsa come in and out of squads. I think Colwill at Chelsea, because of game week 12 onwards, is somebody that you might look at.
Are you considering Chelsea defenders?
Not yet. I think they're still betting into the system. We're seeing that Lavia is playing really well with Caicedo, and that 100 million pound player in Enzo Fernandez is just relegated to the bench and playing in these cup fixtures instead, which is just crazy. But good to see that youth movement there, and that'll strengthen their defense moving forward. But right now, we've got Gusto, Reece James, they're in and out, and so those players are more expensive. But I don't know, who else do you like at 4.5?
So I think he's got up to about 4.8 to go with. It's a tough one, right? So Lewis is not in the squad. I don't know how much Lewis is now. I don't know.
Yeah,
like
I think he's
maybe
4.7, 4.8.
Yeah, so it could probably stretch to Lewis. I mean, if it's 4.8, if you can stretch to 4.8.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Now that I look down at Marcus's squad, he's already got Colwill in place. So honestly,
yeah,
like,
so I feel like Lewis maybe is probably the best player to bring in if you can stretch to, I think he's 4.8.
Yeah, I would give a shout out to Mikulenko as well. Mikulenko's in my side. Everton are going to go get a few clean sheets and grind.
They've been such
7
a surprise.
Pointer. Yeah, really slow starters out of the gate. But Sean Dyche is going to Dyche it up. And, but ultimately, like one of my strategies this season is just to make as few defensive transfers as I can and just save those for the premium assets being moved around. So in your spot, Marcus, I would just happily start Colwill away to Manchester United and just, I mean, whoever you bring in, it's very unlikely that they get more than 7 points.
Yeah.
And so I just would save, especially this week, there's no standout fixture. Yeah. But if you did want to go with Lewis, I think he's probably the player that could be rotated, but as your third and fourth defender each week, that could be a great shout for you.
Yeah, agree. Yeah, love that. So from a Flecken or Fabianski, I am tempted I'm tempted to start Fabianski after his three-pointer haul, you know, in the last game week.
Three was, more than Raya.
Which was more than, two more than Flecken. Yes, mad, isn't it? But I reckon I won't. I'd probably go Flecken just because there's the off chance that Brentford could keep their first, I don't know, clean sheet. I don't know, have they kept any clean sheets? No, they haven't, have they?
Zilch.
No, Flecken's not had a single clean sheet. So this could be it. But then Fulham's on form. It's an away fixture. Fabianski's also away, but Chris Wood is on form. So I would say go Flecken.
I think that the way NFO are playing, especially at home, at the Forest ground, that's going to be a tougher match. Whereas Fulham, they also take a lot of shots from outside the box, like Iwobi, even New Boy Smith ESR. Yeah. Like they're not getting a ton of shots really close to goal, so that could lead to a sick save performance for Flecken. So I would probably just roll the Fleckening out there.
Yeah, I like it.
The Fleckening.
Palmer or Haaland captaincy? Of course, we've just heard what you're planning to do, but if you have both.
I mean, it's a close call. Haaland is obviously underperformed his XG last week. I got away with it because I didn't use my triple captainship.
Yeah.
But the whole team is funneled to score goals around Haaland's. Bournemouth, though, they're plucky. Like, I don't see City away scoring more than two goals in this one. Mm. And so if you think that, especially the way that Manchester United is pretty open defensively with interim manager, like they'll have a bit of a bounce in front of their home crowd with that, but I still think that they have holes all over their side, and you're going to see the Chelsea midfield pushing the ball forward way past Casemiro, and Palmer's going to be floating in and around it. So I don't hate the Palmer away shout. In general, and why I'm leaning Salah captain this week is love getting the home crowd behind you and hopefully, you know, using that to your advantage in terms of time of possession, etc. So I think Salah for me is the standout captain this week, but between the two, honestly, it's a coin flip.
Yeah, love it. All right, we're going to go from one Marcus to another Marcus. So FPL Bateman is asking a question. What do you do with your spare time if it wasn't for FPL? And he says, I may have to think about all the DIY jobs that are crying out to be done around the house if it wasn't for it. Spare time, whatever spare time that you have.
Yeah, I mean, Mr. Bateman, I am fortunately a new homeowner as of the last couple months. So we have a lot of projects around our place to do and fix up. So definitely should be doing more of that, but putting that on the back burner. It's usually what happens is I get up at 4:30 on Saturday, watch the matches, and then I'm a little tired, so I have to take my nap before I start any house projects on the weekend. But I'm just like a sportsaholic. I play basketball a couple times a week, and then I'm have like 10 fantasy NFL teams and a little podcast. So without FPL, I would just be probably playing more fantasy sports like NBA and add to that addiction. But other than that, just use my time to travel right now. Yeah. Don't have any little kids around, so my wife and I are pretty nimble with our dogs, so we like to travel and camp and do stuff like that. So
I love that.
It's I think, especially when people are having rough seasons, put the phone away for a little bit, don't open your timeline, and just go do something else. Go for a bike ride, like go for a walk, go to brunch or something like that. So I think the toxicity of the timeline sometimes, it just really weighs on you. So we want to try and have some of our top manager friends, like actually Dan's having a tough start to the season, just to take a step back.
Agreed.
And no matter what, it's a temporary pain. Eventually this season will come and go, and then you'll start fresh next year. But it's a marathon, right? We were talking about before.
Absolutely.
29 game weeks left, 28 game weeks left, whatever it is. So much time to rise.
So long to go. If I'm not playing FPL, I run a business, and so that takes up a lot of my time anyway. It's never a 9-to-5 job. Although I mean,
you're a boss lady, so
this
business
is true.
How do you get the Lambo if you're not the boss lady?
Yeah, this is my Lambo, and I'm having brunch till 10 a.m. 10 past 10.
Yep,
you
that's
know,
right.
This morning. It does take up a lot of my time, though. It's awkward hours sometimes, and you're looking at emails, that kind of thing. So that takes up my time, but. Like you, I like playing a lot of sports as well. So yeah, if I'm not playing, I don't play five-side football as much as I used to. Injuries, that kind of thing, back problems.
We're getting older, and the athletes are getting younger. We were talking about that.
But
before.
I play a lot of tennis. I'm playing tennis a couple
lovely.
Of times a week. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah. So if I'm not doing that, hiking. Brunches, catching ups.
I'm a big tennis player as well. I was captain of my high school team, my high school varsity team, and then...
We should have squeezed in a game of tennis.
Yeah,
to see how much time you got left on this trip. Thank you for the question there, FPL Bateman. All right, so let's move on to the next one. So this is my Cayman fan, Matt. So Matt's asking, better late than never. I think that was with the question. thoughts on defenses to target outside of the promoted three clubs?
Honestly, Wolves right now, they're very wide open. Even though we think Ait Nouri is a good choice, I don't think they've kept a clean sheet in like 24 straight matches across all competitions. And so I would still target Wolves, to be honest, in terms of giving up some goals. And then, there are a few other, we think the teams are decent, like Brighton, but Brighton continually concede quite a bit. And with Dunk out as well, I mean, who are they going to replace him with? Van Heksman in and out of the lineup. I just see, especially versus Liverpool, there's going to be 4+ combined goals in that one.
Yeah.
So these are teams that are, and like West Ham, I guess, is another one, that have enough power and attack that they'll play an open style and can be hit on the counter. I think those are actually better than matches where a defense is going to set up in a low block.
Yeah.
Right? Those low block ones are tough to beat down. And if you're not on Liverpool, City or Arsenal, all these other teams, like, they struggle versus those low blocks. So
agreed.
I prefer teams that are a little bit more open to target for FPL.
Yeah, love it. No, great question.
Shout out to Matt. He's always in our DMs and jumping into our chats as well. So appreciate your support on FPL USA Press Play too, Matt.
Yeah, absolutely. Before I take Dan's question, I'm going to quickly answer this
one. We don't
one
need to answer Dan's question.
from FPL Boo Boo, who's asking your favorite Liverpool player of all time. I take it that's for me
that's
specifically.
That's definitely got to be
for
you.
It's got to be for me. It has to be Stevie Gerrard.
Oh, okay.
For me,
okay.
Yeah. Like I was watching a lot of football, 90s, 2000s, being a 80s baby. And so... Yeah, I think for me it was watching Fowler play as well. So, but I wasn't as into following Liverpool at the time. I think it was in the late 90s, going into 2000s, where I really got into supporting my club. So, yeah, for me it's got to be Stevie Gerrard, number 8. That's where FPL Mez 8 came from. It was just...
Oh, I didn't know that. That's where
the number 8,
eight came from.
That's where it came from. I've now got a Szoboszlai kit with number 8 on there as well.
Very smooth, very smooth.
Had to be done, so I might change my DP with an 8 Szoboszlai on there. Let's see. I don't think we had any other FPL-related questions or football-related questions, but the question from Black Wolf... So this was a question for me as well. Now you've had all three of us on your pod. Who's your favorite Press Play host?
Wow, very incestuous question there, Mr. Black Wolf.
That's a tough one.
I mean, who's the only manager that's flown all the way to meet you in Australia?
That's pretty unique.
That's
a good point. That's a really
good
point.
And plus, you know, I'm going to pick up the tab for breakfast here and the coffee. So I think that also might catapult me ahead of Mr. Dan.
That's a really tough question. I can't answer that. But I think at the moment, you're absolutely right. The fact that you've flown all the way over here.
That's right.
Right, and you are picking up the tab. That's amazing. not just that. But
look,
no,
I'll do anything to leapfrog my co-host Dan and Bucks in the rankings. I'll do anything,
so,
Mez.
So funny story. So I had Dan on the show last season. Obviously, I had Bucks on this season. But last season, I had Dan on Halloween.
Oh wow!
Which is really weird, right?
One year ago.
Today is Halloween. And so, yeah, I can't believe, 1 year
That's
today.
That's some Freaky
How
Friday
weird,
type of
right?
stuff right there.
Yeah, really weird. But no, Brian, you've got to be my favorite. You are my favorite.
You heard we've it here had, from the source.
We've had such a great conversation this morning, last
oh,
couple
yeah,
of
we're,
hours.
We're going on
over two
over
hours.
Two hours.
All the catch-ups, lots of food, lots of coffees. We're jacked on coffee right now. Proper wired. But no, thank you so much. Like, honestly, it's been really, really good to have you here in person, catch-ups.
It's been great. And I think
really
would encourage anybody who's playing FPL, just always get together with your friends that are pondering their transfers or just catching up outside of FPL too. Like, that's the sense of community, even, again, like flying all the way halfway across the world and meeting you for the first time in person is like
so, nice.
So natural. And there's so many great, you know, content creators and just people in your communities for FPL. So I think that's one of the best parts. So
I agree. And you know what? The Australian FPL community loves the US FPL community as well. So there's a lot of good sort of
good vibes there
for sure. But a lot of the Sydney meets folks as well. You know, they would have loved to have meet you as well and just catch up over, you know, happy hour drinks. And
I didn't get to make that happen.
Let me know your timing and your schedule.
I've actually been in touch with a few of my mates from when I used to live here, and we're going to go, I think, to the casino on Monday morning.
Ooh,
and we're going to watch matches from 1 a.m. till 6 a.m. So that's the tentative plan. Well, it would be Sunday night. We're Monday morning.
Oh,
is,
okay.
I think
yeah,
it's
yeah,
1 a.m.
Yeah.
So
it's the last couple of stretch of matches.
Chelsea is playing Manchester United. So maybe Captain Palmer. We'll see. So we're watching that with a few mates. So anybody around who's not going to go to work on Monday, feel free to hit me up on X, and hopefully we can link up and have some drinks.
I'm known to take Monday morning off when Liverpool's playing. And
I do that.
But no, that's great. Look, I'm gutted that we can't spend more time with you while you're in Sydney. Well, actually, when are you heading back? What's the plan?
Yeah, heading off to Bangkok after this to meet up with some friends. So
nice.
we'll be in Australia. We're going to go up the coast for a wedding and
then
back in Sydney for like two more days after the weekend. So
nice.
just enjoying the vibes. Weather is perfect here. Mm. Got my Lambo in my back that I'm about to hop into with Mez and get out of here and get on with the rest of our weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you to everyone that sent in your questions. Really hope you enjoyed this particular episode. It's been very off the cuff, very impromptu, a lot of fun, a lot of laughs as well. So thanks again, guys. Take it easy and catch you in the next one.
Yeah. Mez is the best. Make sure to give her a follow everywhere that she is on all those platforms. And then you can catch me at FPL USA Brian. Do follow back. So I'm trying to grow my X community there, and check us out at FPL USA Press Play for some more banter, if you can put up with the Americans.
Oh, most of the time. All right, take care, guys. Thanks again. See ya.